Thank you very much for joining us. We begin this news hour in Gaza, where for a second day, Israel has carried out airstrikes. One person has been killed in the latest attack, which the Israeli army says targeted the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group. It's a day after at least 15 people were killed by Israeli strikes on the Strip. Three of them were commanders from Islamic Jihad's military wing. Let's go live to Al Jazeera's Yumna Al-Sayed, who's in Gaza City for us. Yumna, it had been quiet for most of the morning, but things picking up in the last hour or so. Tell us about what's been happening.
Yes, Folly. So as you mentioned, it has been quiet, very cautious call until about half an hour ago when Israeli airstrikes started taking place in different areas in the Gaza Strip. The latest strike was in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, mostly on military camps belonging to Al-Quds Brigades. That's the military wing of Islamic Jihad. Also agricultural lands and the lands that are adjacent to the Israeli Gaza border have all been targeted in these latest airstrikes. Also, just a while ago, before these or prior to these airstrikes, there was an airstrike in the southern part of the Gaza Strip in Khan Yunis and another in Rafah, where two people were targeted. One was announced or pronounced to be killed, and the other in a critical condition. They were taken to hospital in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. Mm. Other than that, the general mood in Gaza stays very on very high alert. There's a very high sense of worry, right, and tension among the residents. Everything else is closed in Gaza. Schools, educational facilities have shut down, and other public and private facilities, while people have limited their going out of their homes to just purchasing their necessities.
Looking at the latest pictures that we are getting out of Gaza of the aftermath of this Israeli airstrike, Yumna, has there been a response from the Palestinian factions, from Islamic Jihad?
No response at all has been done by any of the Palestinian factions here fully. And that's why I was saying the sense or the general mood is very high alert. Even no statements have been made, further statements, other than the ones that have been made on Tuesday, saying that there is going to be a unified response by all the Palestinian factions. But no response until this moment has been done by any of the Palestinian factions. No launching of rockets, nothing at all.
Okay, Yumna, we'll keep a close eye on the situation there in Gaza with you. Yumna Al-Sayed, live there in Gaza City. Now, across the Gaza border, people in southern Israel are also on high alert. Willem Marx has more from Ashkelon.
The authorities are telling people to expect the possibility of rocket fire. We're a few miles north of Gaza here, and all but essential traffic is being blocked by checkpoints on the major roads. A lot of the local schools have been closed for today, so that's thousands of kids at home. People yesterday, dozens of families, we were told by local authorities, moving away from the communities that are close to Gaza, and indeed many that are remaining being told to stay very close to shelters. Israeli media reporting that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will later today reassess the situation for these communities in the south of Israel. We should expect, therefore, around 5 or 6 p.m. local time to hear whether they will lift those measures. But he has said to people in a press conference last night, do pay attention to what local authorities are instructing. He was speaking alongside his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, saying that the Israeli army is prepared for attacks from any and all directions. But right here overnight, you know, we've not seen a huge amount of military activity. We spotted one tank at a local gas station. We've heard a couple of drones in the sky. People last night and today in Ashkelon, just up the road, outside, enjoying restaurants and cafes in the town centre.
And Israeli forces have killed two Palestinians as part of an overnight operation in Kabatiyeh, south of Jenin, in the occupied West Bank. The Islamic Jihad group says they were part of its paramilitary group. A 17-year-old Palestinian is in hospital after being shot in the chest by Israeli forces. And the Israeli military says it's arrested 19 Palestinians in overnight raids elsewhere in the occupied West Bank. Targets included the town of Beit Omar near Hebron and the Tulkarm refugee camp in the north of the territory. Near Ramallah, three Palestinians were wounded in an attack by Israeli settlers. Sarah Hayrat has more from Ramallah in the occupied West Bank.
Usually when these raids take place by the Israeli forces, they're targeted, they go in fast, they go in the morning when most people are asleep. They go in, they kill those that they are on their wanted list, and they're out very quickly. This time they went in, they shot two people because the Israeli forces say that these Palestinians were shooting back at them. Now, these raids that are happening across the West Bank are happening on a daily basis. This latest one was near the refugee camp called Jenin. That's where more than 30 Palestinians have been killed since the beginning of the year. You also have Nablus, for example, where also more than 30 Palestinians were killed. Those two areas are considered hotspots in the West Bank, especially this year in terms of armed resistance. A lot of Palestinians, that even we spoke to just a few days ago in one of the refugee camps, say they've reached a point where political negotiations with Israel is not working, that this new government that came into power this year is increasingly authoritarian. It's going into these refugee camps and killing Palestinians every single day. You have 128 Palestinians killed in just 5 months across all these occupied territories. And we are seeing a lot more armed resistance from the Palestinians. A lot of them are young men that say that they don't have prospects. They're fed up. They said they don't see a future for the Palestinians as long as this Israeli government, especially this current new right-wing government, is increasingly expanding its territories. It's increasingly expanding its illegal Jewish settlements.
Well, as we heard from Yumna earlier, the Israeli military has said it's targeting rocket launch sites held by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement in Gaza. Islamic Jihad is a smaller of the two main Palestinian groups in Gaza, much smaller than the governing Hamas. The exact size of its membership is unknown. Estimates range from 1,000 to several thousand fighters. Analysts say despite its size, it's very active in confrontations with Israel. The group's aim is the establishment of a Palestinian state, but for now, it refuses to take part in elections. Israel accuses Islamic Jihad of being a proxy for Iran. It gets funds and weapons from Tehran. Western nations list it as a terrorist organization. Well, joining us now on the NewsHour is Khaled Abu Hayt, who's the media spokesman for Islamic Jihad. He's joining us from Beirut. Thank you very much, Mr. Abu Hayt, for speaking to us on Al Jazeera. So, as you've heard, more Israeli raids on Gaza today targeting Islamic Jihad targets. Three senior leaders of your movement were killed on Tuesday. What is your reaction first to these latest developments, and how will Islamic Jihad respond?
Thank you for being at your media. Now we're looking that the Israeli enemy don't hesitate to launch any battle to target any civilians. Our leaders have been killed between their families, wives, children. He targeted civilian buildings. The enemy has started this point. Now we look that he started this battle, but he cannot state when to end and to what extent this battle will go. All choices are open, and our response will not be delayed for long. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But how to respond and when to respond? This is. I'll assure that our response is coming.
You've said this, and we've heard this yesterday also, that your response is coming. Islamic Jihad has promised a tough response after the killing of its senior members. And yet we haven't seen anything until now. Is it because that you're perhaps concerned that Israel wants to elicit a response from you precisely because it wants to draw you into a conflict?
Yeah, but with no doubt, the Israeli tried to drag us to a battle, and he put the situation which is suitable for his forces. We in Islamic Jihad will respond to that crime, but we will respond in the way that we assure that all the goals and objectives of this assassination and of this attack will be failed. We will defeat the objective of this targeting of our senior and of this attack on our forces, yes, our leaders.
Yeah, but as you say, if there is a response, Mr. Abu Hayt, if there is a response from Islamic Jihad, Israel will no doubt target the Palestinian people of Gaza again. Is that something that your movement is prepared to accept today. I mean, there could be another war in Gaza where people are suffering and Palestinian people suffer.
Yes, our Palestinian people suffer, but who is the cause of this suffering? Is it Islamic Jihad that launches this battle? The security forces of Israel have been killed and targeted. Our senior leaders killed Khadr Adnan in his prison. They didn't release it. It made all the situation to go into a conflict. Yet, we in Islamic Jihad movement didn't make any response. And despite of this, the Israeli government took the conflict. We are looking that this is happening because of the cowardly assassination is related to the political goals related to the disagreements within Netanyahu's government coalition. We all have heard Ben-Gvir and his conditions on the government of Netanyahu. Mm. This is not related to what Islamic Jihad has done or not done. This is related to the disagreement. This is related to the Netanyahu.
Okay.
And the cases he's trialed in. But we care a lot. But if we don't respond, this means that this coalition government will come back and will go back to the assassination. We still remember how the Israel's forces have assassinated a lot of Gazians, a lot of our people after the coming out of Gaza Strip in 2005.
Okay, let me just pick up on what you said, Mr. Abu-Ghaid. This is really important, Mr. Abu-Ghaid. You say that Israel's actions right now are linked to internal Israeli politics and that Israel, the Netanyahu government, wants to drag Islamic Jihad and the Palestinian factions into a conflict. If that's the case, as you say, and Islamic Jihad is preparing a response, as you say, aren't you then falling into Netanyahu's trap?
Sorry, I didn't hear the answer, the last sentence.
No, you've talked about how Israel, this is all related to internal Israeli politics. If that's the case, then you say that Islamic Jihad needs to respond to these latest actions. Are you not then falling into the Israeli government's trap?
No. But what if we haven't responded? Failure to respond to the assassination means opening the way for the extremist government to return to the policy of assassination again, to encroach the villages and the areas in the West Bank and the cities of the West Bank, and to give the extremist groups in the entity the opportunity to monopolize the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We don't have any other choice but to respond. If we don't respond, the situation will be worse. We have to respond.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Khaled Abu-Ghaid, media spokesman for the Islamic Jihad movement.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us there from Beirut. Thank you for your time.